October 3, a graphic illustration of the seventh plague. Hast thou seen the treasures of the hail which I have reserved against the time of trouble? Job 38, 22 and 23. Byron Belden, Sarah Belden, and Sister May Lacey accompanied me to my appointment at Prospect, Australia. As we left the meeting house, we saw a storm coming, so portentous that we drove as fast with our colts as we dared. When we were almost home, the fury of the gale struck. Large hailstones began to fall, as large as a hen's egg. They frightened the young horse, for they were striking her with terrible force. I said, "Byron, get out at once. Go to her head. Talk to her. Let the horses know it is not you that are beating them." He jumped out at this suggestion. I said, "May Lacey and Sarah, get out." They did. I got out next, May and Sarah helping me. The wind was blowing with such force that hats were taken from our heads and cushions were blown from the wagon. The heavy carriage cushions, umbrellas, and heavy carriage robes were blown into the field and were flying in every direction. What a scene. Sister Belden, May Lacey, and I reached the house hatless. Byron was with the poor, terror-stricken new horse. We could only lift up our hearts to God for his help. This is the sharpest experience I have ever had in a carriage in a storm. I thought of the day when the judgment of God would be poured out upon the world, when blackness and horrible darkness would clothe the heavens as sackcloth of hair. My imagination anticipated what it must be in that period, when the Lord's mighty voice shall give commission to his angels, "Go your ways, and pour out the vials of the wrath of God upon the earth." Revelation 6 and 7 are full of meaning. Terrible are the judgments of God revealed. The seven angels stood before God to receive their commission. To them were given seven trumpets. The Lord was going forth to punish the inhabitants of the earth. When the plagues of God shall come upon the earth, hail will fall upon the wicked about the weight of a talent.